This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, your local podcast for East Central Alabama. And of course, businesses in our community, they are the lifeblood that keeps us going. They provide opportunities for us in the community. And I'm your host, David McCurley, and I am tickled pink to have somebody I've known for a long time in here with me, Miss Kim Windsor and McClendon Bridles. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. I'm Kim Windsor. I was Kim Duck, so a lot of people may remember my dad.
Absolutely.
Downtown Joe Duck. I'm married. I've got six grandchildren and a brand new puppy. So
you stay busy.
I stay busy. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I've got a granddaughter now, and it does. It keeps you busy. And, you know, we talked about this yesterday with someone else, but you think you love your kids until them grandkids come along.
That's right.
But I tell you something else that you love and that you've always had a passion for. Tell us about McClendon Bridles.
Well, this was a dream of mine because I actually worked in Birmingham in corporate America for 41 years and traveled, and I have arthritis really bad. So I knew if I went home and sat down, I would never get up. So I had my dad's store, and my daughter and I just thought, we're just going to do this. And it was a dream come true to redo his store. And you know, we think it's really special because he sold engagement rings in there, and we're coming full circle to sell the dress.
Yeah, you finished the product that he started, really.
Yeah, I think he would be so proud.
He would. I mean, there's nobody in this county that didn't love Joe Duck, and of course your family. I will tell you, McClendon Bridles is a place, though, that it just doesn't have wedding dresses. I want you to tell us, what are some things that McClendon Bridles does that the average public may not know?
Well, we're really, really different in the sense that we do not charge for an appointment. Most bridal stores charge for an appointment. We only see, on a Saturday, we only see four brides because each bride gets the whole store to herself. Nobody else does that. Nobody. And that makes us really unique.
And that is right here in downtown Sylacauga.
Yeah. I mean, they love it.
Excuse me. And of course, you know, being in downtown Sylacauga, I want to ask you, I've always wondered this. Can you tell me, where is the furthest place that a bride has come and shopped from you?
Well, I will say they didn't drive here specifically for it, but they've had relatives. So I've had one from Nebraska.
Wow.
I've had the director of operations for the SEC.
Wow.
Who is really from Las Vegas, come in and buy her dress. And I will say, even though I'm a Bama fan, I get all the Auburn brides, and I have to tell them War Eagle.
Well, you have to be that way.
Yeah.
You really do.
I'm glad to tell them War Eagle.
Well, and I'm going to ask you this, too. What do you like about your job now?
Well, it's fun. In a couple of weeks, we're going to Chicago to the bridal market. This past spring, we went to Barcelona, Spain.
Wow.
For the international bridal market. And it's just, to be able to do this with your daughter is something really special.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people watching the podcast and listening that want to know, let's say a young lady and her fiance have set the date and they live off far somewhere. How can they see what you have? Give us a little bit of information about your website and where you are.
Yeah, we have a website, McClendonBridles.com. You can follow us on Instagram. Of course, we're on Facebook. And another thing unique about our store is if a couple has a short engagement, because sometimes it takes dresses 3 to 4 months to get here.
Right.
on one whole side of the store, we have off-the-rack gowns starting at $7.99. So they can literally walk out the door with them.
And, of course, tell people local where you are in downtown Silicon.
Yeah, it's 118 North Broadway. I'm in my dad's old store. Yeah,
the old jewelry store. And, of course, your daughter works with you?
Yes, Ginger, Nick. She's about to get married in October, so we're real excited about that. And you can never imagine where she got her dress.
No. My question is, did she get a discount?
Oh, yeah, she got a discount.
Hey, another thing that I want to ask you, too, because we talked about some of the things that you do that other places for bridal wear and things does not do. What is one thing that is hard about your job? What is something that you encounter on a day-to-day basis that people wouldn't realize? You know, this is tough.
Well, there's a lot of sometimes there's some family drama.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
There's some variables there now.
We've seen it all, you know, but we just go with the flow and try to make everybody feel great. I mean, you know, some brides bring in a lot of people. And sometimes that's just too many opinions.
Yep.
So we have to go in and talk to the bride and say, look, you need to find your voice. If they love you, they're going to love what you pick out.
Absolutely. Well, we are talking with Kim Windsor here of McClendon Bridals, and we're going to take a short time out. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what the consumer can get at McClendon Bridals, what they do, how they help you. If you've got a wedding coming up, that's the place to be. So we'll be back shortly with Miss Kim right here on Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm Dave McCurley, and here today with Miss Kim Windsor of McClendon Bridals. And, the store we talked about being the old jewelry store with Joe Duck, and now kind of completes the idea of somebody getting married from engagement ring all the way through. Talk a little bit about what you cannot do that maybe in the future you're thinking about doing some things. Talk a little bit about what a bride can't and maybe can't find.
Okay. We currently have bridal gowns. We do not have mother the bride. We do not have bridesmaids. I really did not have room. But in the future, I would kind of like to see maybe, you know, McClendon formals.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something we're looking at in the future.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's really hard in this area to find things that I'm so glad that your shop is here, because there's just not many places that you can go to do those things as a bride. And if you think about the other end of it, the groom, it's even harder at places.
Yeah, I would just say, honestly, people don't realize how it is at, I'm not putting down other stores, but I'm saying most brides do not get the whole store to themselves. That is what makes us special.
Well, and when they come into the store, like you said, they don't have to worry about other people shopping and talking to you and taking your time. You're devoted to them one-on-one.
Yes, it is total, it's all about them.
I got to ask you this. I ask you what you liked about your job. And of course, you're talking about helping people, helping make that day, that special wedding day, fabulous for that bride. But I wanted to ask you this too. When you complete the process and you know the wedding went well, That has to give you a great feeling too.
It does. I mean, we post pictures of our brides. We're honored that they came to shop with us. And when a bride picks her dress out, and you know, some of them cry and say, "This is it." Some of them don't cry, but it is very rewarding, and it makes you feel good that you're actually helping somebody, and they're so happy, because I want my brides to be happy.
Absolutely.
And we, every time a bride says yes, we give them a T-shirt and we pop champagne. So we just have a party.
I hear you. I will ask you this too. I ask a lot of people in our podcast about, did you have someone that kind of a mentor? Do you have someone that really stood out with you in this industry? Do you have anybody that helped you or said, "Hey, you need to do this"?
Well, nobody said that, but when I traveled for my other job, I was in Chicago a lot. And after hours, after work, I would go visit bridal shops. And I met this, you know, I'd go in there and say, "I'm from Alabama. I know you think I'm crazy, but I need some pointers." And I just found some great people in Chicago who, you know, encouraged me to do this.
Absolutely. And of course, how long have you been doing this?
Well, we're going on our sixth year.
That's what I thought. I knew you were over five. But tell me, what has changed in the industry in those 6 years? How has things gotten harder? Have things gotten easier with the internet and things of that nature? Has it been harder the last 6 years going forward, or has it gotten a little easier?
It's easier, and mostly, I mean, we do have Instagram and all, but word of mouth really is our big thing, because we just can't get over. I mean, I've had brides really drive from Mobile up here because of the experience, because our experience is like no other.
Well, the way I've known you and your family all my life, that doesn't surprise me. And of course, knowing your husband the way I have, those things didn't surprise me. What surprises me is the fact that our city has something to be proud of in your shop that no other place that I can think of around anywhere around here has anything to offer what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I really think we've got something special, and we bring a lot of people to Sylacauga. And when they come in, you know, we tell them about our marble. Some of them don't know.
Right.
And we send them to the library. We send them to the museum. They go shopping all down Broadway and Norton. And, you know, we bring a lot of folks to town, and I'm proud of that.
Absolutely. And I will tell you this, too. You talked about being in it for 6 years now. Where would you like to see McClendon Bridals 5 years, even down the road from now? Future plans?
Okay, well, we're looking to go to the lake a little bit, to Lake Martin. So I'm foreseeing my daughter really taking over. I'll still have a small part, but I see her doing that. And then, like I said, maybe expanding to have McClendon formals too. That's where I'd like to see it go.
Okay. One more time before we get through, I want you to give everybody information, phone numbers, websites, and tell us where you are again.
Okay. We're at 118 North Broadway. The number is 256-369-1446, and mcclendonbridals.com. And actually, that's where you can make the appointment. You can make the appointment online. It goes straight to our calendar. You can see what works for you. And that's how most of the appointments are made. But you can call too. So,
two quick questions I'm going to ask you that I'm just curious about myself. First of all, how far out have you had brides come in as opposed to their wedding date? And how far out do they need to make an appointment?
Well, just last week, we had a 2026 bride.
Wow.
And I've already had two 2026 brides order their dress. If they find it, they just want to go ahead and order it. Of course, that's plenty of time.
Right.
But that's how far out we've had. But they need to, designers push their dates out every week. So I would say if a bride is getting married in next spring, she needs to come now. And then if she's getting married next summer. She could come in December, but we just love our brides and we'd love to have them in the store.
Is the spring and the summer still the two busiest times for weddings now?
Well, it is for weddings, but ironically for the wedding business,
right?
Summer is really our slow point because people are getting married.
Right.
So our busiest point is November to February.
I kind of figured that because in your business, they've already got things ready for the big day when it gets here. They can't wait last minute.
Right. And then, of course, everybody's getting engagement rings at Christmas. So yeah. We have a huge surge in January.
Wow. Well, I am certainly tickled that you have joined us today. McClendon Bridals is a place that not only we can be proud of here in the Coosa Valley, but also our entire state. You've even mentioned people coming from all across the country to make sure that they shop here. And that's a testament to you and your dream and your family. I'm proud of it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me.
And that is Miss Kim Windsor from McClendon Bridals. You can check them out online. Also go right down here on Broadway in the old Joe Duck Jewelers. And she will help you make that special day even more special for you because she does things that most people do not do in this industry. And she's been doing it for a while and going to keep doing it for a good long while. We thank you for joining Businesses in Our Backyard today. Share this video and this with folks and, you know, just watch it all you can. And of course, we'll have another episode of Businesses in Our Backyard next week right here. Appreciate you watching Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.